So I've got a few people getting ready to do different things. As many of you will know, I used to be an IT teacher and was just attached by the ankle to PowerPoint. But I am running free today. It's going to be very exciting. It's also really exciting because there's a fair few people here who don't know me. And so you're going to end up knowing all sorts of things about me that you probably wish you didn't. And even those who do think you know me, you also may leave surprised. I was saying to Nathan at the beginning how 10 years ago or so, when we were getting ready for a service, we'd have a deep conversation about, you know, what the worship leader was going to be bringing, what the worship lead, the meeting leader had, what the preacher was going to do, so that we could try and dovetail it all in nicely. And we've stopped doing that because the Holy Spirit just does such a better job than we ever could. So I'm going to give you an introduction in three different ways, and your challenge is to work out who I am being. The name's Waters, Simon Waters. Thank you, Ian. I need a prop for this one.
My name is Simon Waters. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Not quite. No. Princess Bride. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris. Another one is, I was hoping Tony was going to be here with his cat, but he's not. Mr. Waters, I presume. Not Sherlock Holmes. Dr. Livingstone. Nice one, Chris. So my full name is Simon Guy Esdale Waters.
Esdale.
Thank you. Not to be confused with Eskdale in the Lake District, or there's somewhere else up in Scotland that we went to once that was very similar. Esdale. Anyway, Simon is the first name. John told me I should not call myself Simple Simon because that's demeaning, and so I'm not. Thank you, John. Guy, I'm named after my dad's godfather. Esdale is my mum's maiden name, and Waters is my dad's maiden name. No, dad's surname. And I am not just me. So I'm going to call up a few people to come and sit on these chairs, either to be themselves or to represent someone. I hope that's okay. Ruth, would you be able to come and sit here for me? Bless you. So Ruth is here representing my mum, who couldn't make it today. She's 95, had her birthday party yesterday up in Woking, and she's my mum. Here, Annie, could you come down? This is my real wife. And it's a bit confusing in my family because my mum is Anne and my wife is Anne. So when we get something for Anne Waters, it gets a bit confusing. Lydia and Izzy. yes, come on. So Lydia is real daughter and Izzy is a real goddaughter. And I haven't got any grandchildren here, so I've got a cuddly toy. Okay, Katie, if you could start your action, please. These, including the grandchildren, are kind of part of who I am. They define me, have made me what I am now, and it's not just them. There are more things that tell me who I am. So I am 62. I am the son. I am the grandson. I am the father-in-law of Vickers, but I'm one myself. No dog collar involved. My mum was born in South Africa and moved here when she was three. And Anne and I went to visit the church where her dad was the vicar. And there on the, like, the roll of honour, we've got 1933 to 1946, I think it was, where he was the vicar of Fernhurst, which some of you may know, over near Hazelmere. What else? I started off in the Royal Navy. I left the Royal Navy, tried to become a vicar, but they wouldn't have me. So I then went and trained as a teacher and taught for 25 years, including Katie and Kieran. They survived, others didn't, but hey. And Gabriel, sorry, Gabriel. I think Louis claims to have escaped. I don't know quite. I'm sure he's in my classroom at one point, but the beard is just really off-putting. And now I'm enjoying 2 days a week doing forest school, out in the woods with the kids, and it is just such fun. So that's kind of a lot about me. Another key thing is that I eat almost anything except for custard or porridge. Tapioca, semolina, all of that yucky stuff, that rice pudding, anything that involves heated milk, I hate. It just, bleh. Except trifle. I almost tried to get Steve Horton to bring in one of his trifles today for me to eat in front of you. But if I did that, I wouldn't be able to finish, not because I'd be full up, but because I'd be horizontal on the floor with the sherry content. They're very, very good trifles. And what else? I don't know what else. There's something that's going to appear through the door any minute now. I've got a few other people on standby. I've got Jonathan with both a trumpet and some rotten tomatoes, because I'm going to be breaking new theological ground today. Having been in church for 62 years, I'm going to be sharing with you something in a minute that I have never, ever heard before. But before I get there, I'm just going to share something that I have heard before from Jonathan. Most of you who have been here a few years will know the ball of string gag, illustration. And if we were to have this black bit of string that I've coloured black to represent our lives, to represent all the things that are to do with us and our lives, then that, if you're an ant, is a really, really long distance. But for those who have access to a ball of string at the other end, it is actually a really small fraction of this ball of string. And what Jonathan did when he first did this was to hold this and get someone else to run around the church with the ball of string, just to show that the time that we have on this planet is really short compared to eternity. Eternity, heaven, is a much, much longer place to be. Now, for those of you who've been in church for a while, you'll have heard the phrase life verses. They're verses that we pick up as we go along, and they just really, really mean something to us. From the Bible, absolutely, thank you. Would anyone like to just share what their life verses?
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Why should I be afraid?
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. And I've forgotten the next bit. Rest in the...
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
us with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed in ever-increasing glory that comes from the Lord, who's the Spirit.
Anyone else? Thank you, Emma.
Same psalm. One thing I desire, this I will seek. I will seek the face of the Lord all the days of my life.
You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy.
Right, rewind about 7 minutes. What I was meant to be adding in was that I really love toasted marmalade. Sadly, the marmalade got thrown out because the fridge broke and it was open, and that's the way it is. But Katie has very kindly made me some... Oh, it's marmalade. It's jam. Oh, okay. It's jam and marmalade. So I might nibble on this as we go through. That's another thing about me. Always, when, even when having a cooked breakfast, I'll always have toasted marmalade for pudding. And even if it's scraping off the scrambled egg or the baked beans, putting on the butter and the marmalade, and it's just the way to do it. It's the way to live. Right. Life verses. Now, all of those verses, you can stay sitting or you can go back to your seats. Thank you, guys. All of them come from the Bible. And some people know large bits of it off by heart. Some people know a little bit, and some people know hardly anything. Ian, what's the shortest verse? So Jesus wept. Many people know just because... it's the shortest verse in the whole Bible. But there are many, many other really, really good verses in here. And you'll only really get to know them if you read them. You can listen to them, either on audio or through songs. But I'd really recommend learning some of the Bible. Because although you may not always have your Bible with you, it's a bit like you won't always have a chemist at your beck and call. But what you are likely to have, this is the one we have here, is a first aid box. And a first... Which mic am I using? The first aid box that we're using here in the church is a nice big Tupperware one. The one I use when I'm doing forest school is much, much smaller. But it's got the essentials. So I don't need to carry a chemist in my back pocket, but I do need some paracetamol, ibuprofen, plasters, bandage, maybe an eye wash. You know, those things that first aid. And so this little interjection in what I'm sharing is just about having some verses to hand for when you're feeling down or disappointed or angry. What are the things that you can apply to yourself that will help you? And it's the reason I got Louis to leave this up here, because when you're bored with listening to me, just let your attention wander to the screen, and this is from the Bible. So, you know, just build that in as one of the things you can use for your emergency first aid. I'm really going all over the place. This is great. So one of my verses that I've held on to all the way through my life is Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. And for those of you who don't know it, I'll read it out to you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. And Jonathan, if you could do the honours. Thank you. I just really wanted a fanfare in there, because what I'm about to share is this groundbreaking stuff. Jonathan is kind of one of our theological touchstones, and he's got his Rotten Tomatoes ready. Because what I'm about to share might or might not be right, but I think it is. So I talked about this bit being our current life, and then all of this ball being the eternity that we go into. But what happens if we flip it over? What happens if we then ring this ball of string all the way back into the past? If God has loved us with an everlasting love, how short or long is everlasting? It's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And so we've got in our heads that God loves us from now onwards, but what about the past? Another verse, again from Jeremiah 1 verse 4-5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. There's something in here about God always knowing us. And it's almost like at the very beginning of time, God knew us. And what it said in Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. This was before we were born, before we had made any mistakes, before we did anything right, before we'd hurt anyone, been hurt by anyone, before we'd been moulded by our world system. God loved us. God loves us. And as I was trying to sort of work my head through that, a physical analogy that I've got is a baby girl in her ovaries carries the seeds for all the eggs she will ever produce. So even in the womb, as that baby girl is being born, the beginnings of those eggs are there. Nothing will be added to her to make those eggs happen. And it's like that was like a confirmation to me that God is like that. That there's that song, he's got the whole world in his hands. But he's got all of us in his hands. He has always loved us. He always will. And that is why it's so beautiful we sang this song. Because that song, that love, is something that we can always base our life on. Life will let us down. People will let us down. We will let us down. But God's love never will. Because it's been going from all the way from the beginning of this bit of string over there, all the way up to now, all the way through these people that I had up here, all the way into the future. And because he's God, his love cannot change. It will always be there for us. If you don't believe in God, that doesn't change anything. He still loves you. If you have dissed God and turned your back on him, he still loves you. You can't turn off God's love. It's one of the fundamental forces, perhaps the fundamental force of the universe, is God's love. Stronger than gravity, stronger than magnetism, stronger than the weak force of the strong force, interatomic forces. All of that. God loves us. And really, that's it. I just want maybe us to sit just for a moment and just allow ourselves to believe that this is true, that God loves us, always has. He has held us in the palm of his hand from centuries before we were born. And we then come into life. We then pass life. And we go to be with him in heaven. And the huge implication of this black bit is this is the only bit where we can serve God. Before we were born, it's kind of tricky. In heaven, we will just be worshipping, having such a party all the time that there won't be any work to do. But it's while we're here on earth that we can serve God. It's here that we can show love to the people around us. It's here that we can ask for forgiveness. It's here that we can ask for prayer. It's here that we can give love and support. And kind of our job is to do that, is to love and to serve, to be kind, to encourage, to build up, to go the extra mile. So I'll give us 30 seconds just to pause and just breathe that in. We've got the fans on, so it'll be fairly fresh air. Yeah. So Holy Spirit, thank you that you are good. Thank you that you are here. Thank you that you love each and every single one of us. And that there is nothing that we can do that can separate us from your love. You are good. You are good. You are good. And we invite you to come and fill us more with your goodness, your kindness. And let us just feel you in us and near us.